Hello, and welcome to Real Life Talk Relationships with Christina. I am your host. It's funny, I thought about your host with the most. But I am your host today, and I truly love talking to you all. I truly do. It is such a pleasure for me to do this. Such a pleasure. I'm not one that just talks when I'm around a group of people or people I really don't know. I'll say something, but I'm not really much of a talker. Unless it's with people I know. But I tell you, I just come alive. I come alive. When I'm talking to you all, I come alive. And so I just want to thank you. Thank you all for your support. My supporters, thank you so much. Because you don't have to support me. You don't. And I truly appreciate it. Also, I want to let you know that I have a children's devotional called A Chosen Generation. And it's a children's devotional. And it's on Amazon. Well, you know, we adults, we want to get something that's going to build us up and encourage us and give us that fuel we need to keep it moving. Well, we need to be the same way about our children and our grandchildren. Even if we have friends that have children, they need something. I mean, you got the social media nowadays, and children spend hours on social media. I know I have one. And so, go to Amazon. Look up A Chosen Generation by Christina R. Bailey. And I tell you, you will be happy that you did. Your children, grandchildren, will be happy that you did. You know, if you're a teacher, pastor, Sunday school teacher, nurse, doctor, you can even put them in the office. Pediatrician's office. Like I said, you know, we never know what our children are going through. Sometimes they'll keep things to themselves. You know what I'm saying? And they need hope as well. They need motivation. They need to be strengthened. They need to be built up. And so, again, check out Amazon, A Chosen Generation. Okay, well, today I know I have been in the vein of you loving on yourself. And I tell you, I just get so excited every time I turn on the TV or something and I hear somebody talking about being yourself, loving yourself. It just excites me because I know that I am speaking exactly what I'm supposed to be speaking at this appointed time. And so, if loving you is wrong, you shouldn't want to be right. Ooh, I like that. If loving you is wrong, you shouldn't want to be right. Or should I say, if loving you is wrong, something ain't right. If loving you is wrong, something ain't right. I like that. Or should I say, if loving me is wrong, something ain't right. So we're going to stay on this vein because I'm telling you, the new year is fastly approaching. It's fastly approaching. And we're on the journey to self-love, self-healing. Oh yeah, it's time for you. And listen, this is not for you to have a pity party and start thinking about all the people that then did you wrong and all the stuff you've been through. No. This is to be the fuel. This is fuel. This is fuel. This is fire. It's something to ignite you. Some of you have a fizzle. Some of you done fizzled out. Some of you have you just, you know, when you blow a candle out and it's just smoking. Some of you are like that. And so this is just to ignite you. It's the campaign of you. It's the campaign of you loving you. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all. You know, if a loving God created you, he created you, right? Because he loves you and he thought of you and he created you and he mapped out your life. Why wouldn't he want you to love yourself? He created you. He loved you enough to create you. And so how does that look? He loved me enough to create me. Oh my God. The God of the universe, creator of the universe. He loved me enough to put me here on this earth, but I don't love myself. Something's wrong with that picture. And I know I'm not going to downplay it. I know the reason why some of you that are listening, you feel like that is because things you have done in your life, disappointments, hardships. Life can beat you down. It can beat you down. So I understand. But that's why I'm doing this. And if you really, really, really just dig in and grab a hold and pull you out some nuggets and write some things down and maybe post them up or listen to the podcast over and over and over until this thing becomes a part of you, this word becomes a part of you. It's time for the new you to come forth. God knows who you are. He knows the real you. He knows what he put in you. But sometimes life happens and it can just pile one thing after another on top of us, life. And then we're buried. And now maybe we see a crack, you know, but we're smothered by life, held back by life. And so it's time for you to shine and come forth like that diamond. When that diamond is going through that process, it goes through a lengthy process. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it. The process, it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't. Because when you've been used to being a certain way for so long, hey, it takes a changing of your mindset. Your mindset has to change. There has to be a shifting in your mind. And sometimes, you know, upbringings and who you've been around and, you know, things that you've been through, hurts, disappointments, failures, what you call failures, those things can hold us back. And so I'm here to propel you forward into your destiny, into your destiny of you. I just really feel strong to stay in this vein. And I know, again, some of you are, you know, you're waiting. Like, okay, let's see if she's talking about relationships. I'm going to get to relationships. But the most important relationship outside of your relationship with God is the relationship that you have with yourself. Woo, that's powerful. The most important relationship outside of your relationship with God is your relationship with yourself. So I want you today, as I said before, I want you to love on yourself. I want you to encourage yourself. I want you to motivate yourself. I want you to speak some things about yourself. Oh, we all have our strengths. We all have our weaknesses. You know what? Embrace your weaknesses, because guess what? They're going to turn into your strengths. Hallelujah. Woo. I felt that. So I want you to be encouraged today and love on you. I want you to say, I love me some me. I love me some me. If you want to say your name, I love me some Christina. I love me some me. Girl, woo, you are fearfully and wonderfully made by God. I'm telling you, it's time. It's time for you to encourage. We do it with others. We say it about others. Why can't you say it about yourself? So I want you to spend this day. This is your homework. I love me some me day. I love me some me day. Oh man, I feel great. I love me some me day. And you ain't gonna wait for something good to happen or something exciting to happen to get you. No, you gonna say it in spite of, regardless of. I love me some me. Girl, you strength, you strong, you bold, you courageous, you're creative. Come on now, love yourself. So, do your homework, and I will be back with you soon. And remember, if God loved you enough to put you here on this earth, you ought to love yourself. Have a great day.